Next, you'll be hearing from Patricia Deleau. She is essentially saying that she will be contesting the 2019 election. She'll be starting her own political party. And you are joined by the former mayor this morning, who yesterday unveiled, you know, the political movement currently known as For Good. This comes 2 weeks after she resigned as mayor and left the Democratic Alliance after an ugly breakup that saw the former political colleagues accuse her of corruption and fraud. She's not been found guilty of anything. So you are joined by Patricia Deleau. Good morning.
Good morning, Kina. How are you doing?
Good. Good to have you on. Now, certain criteria need to be met, obviously, in order for a political party to be able to become a political party. You need X amount of signatures, etc. Do you have all of those in place for next year?
Yes, we have all of that in place, Kino.
All of that. And, I mean, okay, so the movement itself is called the For Good Movement. You talk about, you know, focus on those who are less fortunate. You talk about stimulating the economy. Those are some of the things that you mentioned. But do you know, in terms of how you're going to be able to do that, seeing as the elections are right around the corner?
Kina, I'm inviting all South Africans, black, white, colored, Indian, who are in search of something new that will just disrupt our current political system, to join me. And I'm making a call for good people to do good things for our country, because I believe when good people do nothing, that's where evil prospers. And so I think as the good people of South Africa, we need to come together to save our country. But I also want to enter into a new style of politics where especially young people are coming together with experienced women and men, and that they must be at the forefront of making a change happen for good in our country. So my plan is to engage with all South Africans over the coming weeks. I have done a survey by Ipsos that confirm support all over the country. And so later this month, I will unveil the party name and a brand along with more detailed policy positions. And then in January 2019, we will launch our campaign for a good South Africa.
Now, the five councillors that resigned recently from the city of Cape Town, some of the MAKO members, they'll be joining you. Is Brett Herron part of that team?
Well, Brett Herron has been assisting me, yes, and then now it's up to them to make that decision. You know, they were very brave and principled to resign because of the going ins within the Democratic Alliance. And the choice is theirs now, Kino.
Now, I've got some people sending messages here. Patricia, we've got, it says here, no need for Pat to spend too much on branding her new party. She'll go into a coalition with the ANC in 2019 to support her lifestyle. If the Western Cape wants to remain a bastion of opposition, the only option, unfortunately, is to vote DA, says one of my listeners. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's absolutely nonsense. You know, I think every party must put forward to the voters what they believe is need to be done. And I certainly have got 7 years of experience in the city of Cape Town, and I would like to use that experience of government to spread it to the rest of the province and, of course, to the rest of South Africans. People are certainly entitled to their opinions, but they're not entitled to judge me. I know what I want for my country. I love this country. The Western Cape is part of South Africa. It's not a separate country. And so people must just go and exercise their voice on their choice, who they want to vote for, and allow others to do the same.
Well, you are listening to the former executive mayor of Cape Town, Patricia Deleau. As she said a little later, the party name, etc., and a much more detailed positioning paper will be unveiled. It'll be interesting. We'll obviously have a look at that and get the former mayor back on. And in terms of working, are there any parties you won't work with?
Well, Tino, what I've said yesterday, and that question came up, that coalition politics certainly, it's part of the tapestry of the South African democracy. And I have said, obviously, we will go out and work very hard to get as many votes as possible across the country. And then thereafter, if there's a need for coalitions, like we see the coalitions in Joburg, in Tswane, and all over the country, then we can certainly engage. But I think it's putting the cart before the horse to say now already what will happen.
Sure.
And if we can see and correctly predict what the voters will do during the 2019 election.
Well, Patricia DeLaw, all the best. We'll keep an eye on it.
Thank you, Tina.
And thanks for joining us. Time now.